One more question about the modeling. You were talking about reduced events on tamoxifen. Do you have any comment about the increased risk and incidence of osteoporosis and how that is incorporated?
Yeah, that one, obviously, that's a problem. I guess all three aromatase inhibitors are showing about 2 to 3% bone loss per year, and we've got to do something about that. And we haven't modeled that into the model, but clearly it's something you can do something about. The thing which is, to us, very interesting in ATTACC is that the fracture rate, of course, was increased, and it was increased. We thought it was going to get very bad, but it leveled off, and it was higher than tamoxifen. But when you stop treatment, I don't know whether you've seen the data, but those curves come right up together again. If that's true, that's fantastic. Now, I say to the bone people, this is crazy. It can't come back as quickly as that. And they say, but when you stop giving steroids, for example, bone reforms very rapidly, and they weren't surprised to see that result. But clearly, we need more data to show that it is real.
As far as I know, in ATTACC, there wasn't preventive use of bisphosphonates or bone monitoring, was there?
No, there was bisphosphonate use. We've got all the data on that. And there's, by chance, it's interesting because it's a blinded trial. There's slightly more bisphosphonate use in the aromatase inhibitor arm than in the tamoxifen arm. And I guess what's happened is that people have done bone density measurements and then started patients on bisphosphonates. And of course, you're more likely to have a lower bone density on the aromatase inhibitor than tamoxifen.
Tony, just a simple question, really. The patients who, if in your model, if you go upfront aromatase inhibitors, for example, and some of them bound to relapse, really, what is your feeling about the response to the tamoxifen when you restart on those patients?
Well, there aren't many data out there, as you know, but one would predict about a 40 or 50% response rate. There are data out to show that you do get responses to tamoxifen after AI failure, as you get responses to fulvestrant after AI failure. So I think it depends. If you relapse on an aromatase inhibitor, then your chances are lower, presumably, than if you have a gap between the end of your aromatase inhibitor and you start your anti-estrogen. If patients are on tamoxifen and they relapse, you know what the response rate is to the aromatase inhibitors. This is what you're saying. Yes, but it's interesting because also we know that you have a similar response rate to fulvestrant, because the AI versus fulvestrant trial showed that you get a higher response rate to fulvestrant as you do to the aromatase inhibitor. So that anti-estrogen works in tamoxifen failures.